discuss your provider's procedures, and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Military. Space Force.
Stay at home, bitch,
but space is hard.
May I suggest that that become the new Space Force motto?
Stay at home, bitch,
from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. After a third night of violent protests in Minneapolis over the death of a black man saying he couldn't breathe, pinned under a white police officer's knee during an arrest, President Trump has one of his tweets about it flagged by Twitter.
Calling protesters and rioters in Minneapolis thugs. The president tweeted they told Minnesota's governor that the military is with him all the way, adding, when the looting starts, the shooting starts. Twitter flagged the message, saying it violated the platform's rules about glorifying violence.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. More coronavirus restrictions are eased in 9 states and Washington, D.C. today.
D.C. will reopen outdoor dining as well as hair salons and barber shops and parks, fields, tennis courts, and golf courses. Illinois, Maryland, and Virginia also reopening outdoor restaurant seating. Sports fans get the go-ahead to attend outdoor games this weekend in Texas. Venues must limit capacity to 25%.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. America's listening to Fox News.
The week is up. The week can save my soul, cause I've been working every day. You know, too many meetings and this traffic got you losing control. Friday's a drug to me, now give to me a beer that is cold. I want the brunch life. Saturday night has a lot to unfold. I'm leaving now, let's go. Now it is the weekend. Said I can make your weekend. Saturday morning when the sun comes out, I was sleeping with my shades pulled down. Then I will binge Netflix on my couch, grabbing some booze and then I'll chug it down. We will be dancing till we get kicked out of every bar in my entire town. I'm gonna drink until I hit the ground. God, Peyton, it's the weekend.
A couple of minutes past 8, I posted the photo you took. Rich is an amazingly accomplished food photographer.
I've got a future in it.
I hope we all have a future after the show today. And I kind of gave the ingredients and the recipe, and it's on my page now.
It's scrumptious, and the picture makes you just drool.
I'll tell you.
Wow.
I was hoping it would be a hit, and apparently it was. Jeff is on the phone. Jeff,
hey,
good morning.
Jeff.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, it's Friday. You doing all right?
Yeah, that sure is. Yep, I'm doing all right. Got a good story for you.
Okay.
I worked for Kaiser Ferndon a few years back. Me and my co-worker were making the delivery. Mm-hmm. And there was one of them big snapperhead turtles crossing the road. And he had me stop, and he's going to get it out of the road. He's got, he's holding it out in front of him, and it just, I guess it scared him, the turtle, that is. And he decided, to let one go. He peed all over the place. and the guy that was with me, now this is where the guy was, he's black, and he held that turtle out, and I was laughing so hard I was crying. But he was trying to keep it from peeing all over. It was hilarious. But I figured you wanted a good funny turtle story.
Yeah. Thank you.
I've never seen them do their business. I had a turtle back when I was a kid. I had two of them.
So did we. They were little ones.
And maybe then a tortoise.
The stores stopped carrying because they would get salmonella.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
These were just wild. They kind of came into the backyard, you know, and so I'd keep them around. And but I cleaned up after them, but I never saw them do their business. So I have no idea how their business was done. But they did it because I would have to clean it up. But I don't know how it was done.
So they wanted privacy.
Well, yeah. But I didn't, you know, I didn't hover over and be like, when are you going to go? Yeah.
They can actually climb with those little ones. I remember one time we were all upset and crying because the turtle was missing from its container. Mm-hmm. And we were hoping the dogs hadn't eaten it. I swear it was at least 3 or 4 months later, we see something crawling out from underneath the washing machine. It was the turtle.
Mm-hmm.
It had gray all over its back because there was dust underneath the washing machine, but it was still living.
I remember growing up, those mean snapping turtles with, I mean, they could...
I got my daughter... when she started getting interest in animals, an Asian box turtle. It's only $39.99, Dad.
That's what those were the two that I had found. I don't know that they were Asian box turtles. These are just box turtles.
Well, there may be a difference because of course, with $39.99, I had to get a tank and sand, and this thing loved eating live crickets, so twice a week I would stop by the store and get a bag of live crickets for $1.50. And it was actually kind of interesting putting the crickets in the tank and watching the turtle. He would sit there, and when a cricket would get close, his head would slowly emerge, and then he'd bite the thing and grab it.
Fast.
Yeah, very fast.
Wow.
And then one day, Janelle said, I feel bad that the turtle is in the tank. So I called the store, and I said, we'd like to release it, but we would want to put it in a good place. You know, our house is close to a golf course. There's a lagoon out there. They said, that'd be perfect. So I hoisted Janelle over the fence, and she walked off to release her turtle, and I'm crying at the fence at this magnanimous gesture. Oh, you're not a dad. You don't have a right to laugh at me for crying over this.
Okay, fine.
And then, like 2 weeks later, I see something moving through the grass. It's the turtle. Huh. He crawled all the way back down the third hole, which is where the water was.
Right.
And it was in the grass, so we re-released him. That was the last time we saw him.
You ever seen a turtle go topless?
No. No, I don't think
I just wondered.
But have you ever seen one without a shell? It happens in cartoons all the time.
Yeah.
I
have seen it.
810.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to CaravitaVillage.com.
I was just looking at the dew point right now. I mean, I was outside a little while ago with the dog. It's 71 on the dew point, and the humidity is 89%. So it's a very humid day out there. Humid start to the day. Look for a sun and cloud mix with a high temperature up to about 87. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will start to blossom on the radar. Actually, there's been a few this morning, but this afternoon and this evening, there'll be a generous supply roaming around. No guarantee every town's going to get one. Tonight's low 67. Tomorrow, there is a front that moves through the state. Actually, that happens later on this evening, too, with widely scattered thunderstorms possible, but they'll be few and far between tomorrow. Upper 80s during the daytime hours. Then it'll be less humid, I think, by Saturday evening, Saturday night. temperatures in the 60s, but it's going to be very comfortable. Lower humidity on Sunday. I mean, the high will still be 88, but the humidity will be very, very tolerable. And mostly sunny days, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So a period of dry and unsettled weather for a change coming up. Right now this morning, partly cloudy skies, 89% humidity. It's 76 at 8:12.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
By the way, this video on the computer screen here was sent by listener Mark Sanders for you.
Oh, see.
He was unable to get your attention. It's a storm, yeah. 12 minutes after 8 o'clock, Adams Drugs, one of the good things that's come out of this pandemic. People have realized that it's not necessarily a very convenient or in the best interest of your health to have your prescriptions filled at a place where panic buying can leave you standing at the end of a long line. Adams Drugs is your local pharmacy where they have the time and the ability to accommodate the individual instead of making it feel like another face in a sea of faces at a box store pharmacy. Health is important. You should have time to ask questions of your pharmacist. And another thing that's come up that I didn't even know existed, and I don't think it's mandatory, but some health insurance companies are pushing their people into mail order pharmacies. Well, A, you got to wait for your prescription. B, who do you talk to if there's a question?
Right.
Is this compatible with this medication? That sort of thing. I don't think that's very convenient at all. It requires a lot of extra research and work. At Adams Drugs, with 12 locations, they've got the time to take care of you, and they also deliver. So if you get sick, your doctor phones in an antibiotic, let's say something else, they can bring it to your house, because driving while you're sick is really not a whole lot safer than driving if you're impaired in any other way. So deal with the local folks who will win you over with their incredible customer service. All 12 locations all have very unique people operating them, but there is such a consistency in the way they treat their customers from store to store. I've been to 10 of the 12, and it's as consistent as you'll ever see any business operate. Go to AdamsDrugs.net to find the one nearest you. It's 8:14. Local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health is reporting more than 5,400 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. This brings the total number of confirmed cases to over 16,000. Health officials say at least 590 people have now died. A deadly officer-involved shooting is under investigation in Crenshaw County. Officials say one person is dead, and officers from the Crenshaw County Sheriff's Office and Luverne Police Department, as well as responding medical personnel, have minor injuries and were taken to the hospital for treatment. And the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency saw an increase in accidents over Memorial Day weekend compared to last year. Aaliyah says it investigated 375 traffic crashes with 5 fatalities, 10 boat crashes, and 4 drownings over the holiday weekend. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Thank you, Andrew. 8:15, I just received a note from the Cronins in North Carolina. Karen, she's very upset because this Karen phenomena, these horrible women that are turning up in videos lecturing people in public.
Right.
Like, she's their mother. She says, we did not know about the cypress tree, but it is interesting. We will look that up and go visit this ancient tree. Thank you.
Awesome.
I'd like to see it.
Love the laughter this morning. Reminded me of my father. He would laugh so hard that tears would stream down his cheeks and could not get barely another word out. We were kind of there.
Last hour. That was hilarious.
And while all that was going on, I heard a voice say,
what are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
We all know the answer to that one, don't we?
Yes!
Thank you.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your insurance agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with another state, another country? Get a local independent agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent that will protect you in that moment. Visit My Stark Agency in Montgomery at mystark.com.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Coming this weekend, two daring astronauts try once again to blast off into the final frontier.
What if it rains?
It won't rain in this pivotal moment for all mankind.
Should the astronauts bring an umbrella?
No. Elon Musk gave them the most high-tech rocket ship ever created.
I can let them borrow my windbreaker, you know, in case there's a breeze.
Shut up. Just tune in this Saturday for attempt number 2.
Oh, hope the water's not too choppy. Don't worry, I won't splash in my pool.
It's SpaceX return to launch. This time, it's really happening.
Yeah, whatever you say, Chief.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Glide Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
You know, there's a lot of people with too much time on their hands, as Tommy Shaw once said. Tommy, of course, from the rock group Styx.
Styx!
Yeah. And they're doing a lot of experimentation with music. So this is saluting the creativity of taking the Beatle classic Eleanor Rigby.
Oh, this should be good.
And doing all the notes in the key of E and F.
Ah, look at all the lonely people. Ah, look at all the lonely people. Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been.
So weird.
Lives in a dream.
Yeah, it's creepy, actually.
Waits at the window wearing a she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Sounds like the guy from NOAA Weather Radio that does the severe thunderstorm warning for Otago County.
But I guess they have the technology now where you can take a song, those were the Beatles, and then somehow auto-tune it into
You're
a different
kidding.
Key. No.
That
this was... is so stupid.
Okay. I didn't say it was my submission for a Mensa nomination. It's just different. That's our job, to bring you different things.
Spanning the globe.
Speaking of sound, this is the thing I was referencing earlier. Misophonia. It's a combination of
Greek
words.
When you listen to your phone? No?
That's exactly what you would say.
That's why I think it's really funny.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
Misophonia. Yeah, when you can't find your cell phone, Rich, that's the condition.
I'm a misophonia.
It's a combination of Greek words meaning hate and voice. Mm-hmm. It translates loosely to hatred of sound, but it's specifically applicable to chewing, slurping, or popping gum. In other words, sounds that people make while they're eating or drinking.
Right.
That, and there are some that absolutely I cannot deal with.
Especially the loud gum smacking.
The gum snapping.
Yeah.
The one that makes me crazy, and it's common in women with a certain shape face.
Okay.
If they're
What?
It's common in women with a certain shape face.
What is the sound? Now you got me wondering.
I don't want to talk about it.
No, I want to know what the sound is.
You got to tell me now.
Because I'd like to know if I've heard it with certain women with common with certain shaped faces.
What is it?
A face?
Spit it out.
That's the part between.
Yeah. Spit it out.
It's crunching something with the mouth closed, and the acoustics make it sound like they're chewing on their teeth.
Oh, God.
That makes my skin crawl.
I have no idea. I would have to actually hear that to know what that...
Unfortunately, some... women I love and have been friends with, it happens, and it's so bad.
You're attracted to women with that kind of shaped face.
Yeah, I'm loved at misophony.
Can I hear your crunch?
Especially when they're walking around topless in one of those six states that can do that.
Oh, jeez. We're getting paid, right?
Yeah.
I don't
shame
know about much,
you.
Much longer.
Yeah, well, enjoy it while it lasts, isn't that what they always say when you get a good thing going? Mm-hmm. So there you go, a little science for you, brought to you by Applied Security. Great local company with 4 decades of experience. They can assume your existing monitoring if you want to work with a local team. Mark and Vicky, it's their company. And it's great when you need something done or installed to have that team right here in town with technologies that are incredibly effective but very simple to operate. You may know somebody like I do who has... In fact, I know somebody who bought a home, and one of the things they liked, it had this amazing security system. They eventually disabled it because it was so wired into everything that they couldn't do things around the house without setting it off. So if you want something that works, that will protect your home, your business, or you have a piece of property you want monitored, Applied Security is the place. 279-8338. 279-8338. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number 276. It's 823.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic looking at the roads. We are busy on the Northeast Boulevard right now. Got a lot of incoming traffic on 231. Troy Highway putting some cars on the East South Boulevard this morning. A little congested around Baptist Hospital. And we're seeing a little inbound traffic on Highway 331 to Norman Bridge into downtown. I-65 and 85, light to mostly moderate traffic. No accidents into us to report to you at this time. Get your new Toyota at Reinhardt Toyota and no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Visit their showroom, shop online, or they'll bring the vehicle to you. Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry is there to help our community as always has. We're going to continue to do our battery replacements at no charge through the end of May. Come visit us as our showroom is now open. All our gifting is available. Our repair shops are wide open. Appraisals are wide open. Buy, sell, and trade is wide open. Anything you can imagine, we can make it at Margaret's because we make it, we really make it. Come visit us. Let the girls help you. Let them gift wrap it. Any ideas you want, we're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
On your smartphone and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It doesn't matter that today is Friday, 'cause no one's going out tonight. Everything I used to do is canceled, and for months I've been stuck inside. Days
have totally lost all their meaning. Weekends don't matter, everyone's quarantining. Every day is just the same as any other. Who cares? It's the end of the week. Doesn't matter if it's spring or winter, if you're just sitting in your house. Love to go out to a bar or a movie, but instead I'm getting drunk on my couch. Saturday I might as well just be working. It's all the same when you're home sofa surfing. Indoors, no sports, man, I'm getting so bored. Who cares about the end of the week?
News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. How is it when you turn your phone volume off? If you play a video, the volume plays.
I wondered that myself. What's up with that?
Interesting insight. If you're a listener to the afternoon show and you enjoy David Blackman on Tuesday and Saturday mornings at 7:30, check out his blog today. Yesterday, when they gave that jobless number, the new unemployment claims, mm-hmm. they said it was 2.1 million. The number they didn't tell you, and I'm sure they did it deliberately, was the number of continuing claims. We asked about this yesterday, and without asking David directly, he provided the answer. The continuing claims dropped from 25 million to 21. So 4 million people went back to work after being furlough or laid off.
But we continue to hear the cumulative.
That's all we hear. It's like the death toll from Corona.
Right.
500 and some people in the state. Well, it's 2.5 months.
Right.
And when you look at the total number tested and the percentage of those that have tested positive, it's a lot less than the seasonal flu, which is why there are stories that circulate that there is more to this than... And I still can't find any place that offers a reliable antibody test.
Uh-uh.
I want to take it. And if I test positive, meaning I have the coronavirus antibody, I think we could all pretty much assume that we had it.
We're pretty sure it went through this.
And I've bumped into a whole bunch of people, and it spread quickly, which the coronavirus is, you know, supposed to do. But I know a whole lot of people that were sick around that time frame. And
your boss was really sick.
Yeah, and it's the crud, or it's here's some prescription. They couldn't, because you would not test positive for the type A flu if you had the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
So, if anybody knows somebody who's offering a reputable test,
for the
I
antibody.
Will go take it.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of those that are out there, in fact, somebody sent a picture of a broken fortune cookie with the fortune inside said you have tested negative for the virus. That's how reliable some of these places are. Let's talk seafood. Great place to roll into your weekend dining.
Guess who's going to be dining on...
today?
Seafood Bistro food today.
Oh.
Yeah.
KIV?
It could be.
Off the top of my... No.
What are you going to... What's
going to be the big boil bag.
You're doing the big boil bag. Now, what are you going with on that? Are you going with the snow crab, the royal reds, the shrimp, or the clams? Or what are you doing?
This one, I'm going to go with the shrimp. Got my taste buds are there. That's what I'm going to do. So, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Low country boil.
All right. Richie Thomas is doing the boil bag. Now, the boil bags come with corn, taters, as they say on the menu.
Kaneka sausage.
And Kaneka sausage.
Yeah.
Now, you can get different kind of seasonings on there. I don't know what you're going to go with, but you can do Cajun, spicy Cajun, lemon pepper, or you can do no seasonings at all.
I'm going to go lemon pepper this time.
Did you know you can add eggs?
I did not know that.
You can add eggs for $1 each.
Oh, I'm going to add eggs.
Okay. All right, he's going to get a boil bag. You can get yourself a boil bag today at the Seafood Bistro, or maybe you want to do it for the weekend. That's perfectly fine, too. They open up today at 11 a.m., and tomorrow and Sunday, and the rest of every single day, they open at 11. You can go online to see their full menu at theseafoodbistro.com. Put the word "the" in there, theseafoodbistro.com. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Their number is 279-7500. If you want it delivered, you can get a boil bag delivered, sure. Just go to theseafoodbistro.com. I'm sorry, just go to your delivery apps that are on your phone. DoorDash, Waiter, Grubhub, Uber Eats. Their doors are open, so you can go inside and eat in there as well. Limited seating, of course, so keep that in mind if that's what you plan on doing. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook for the Seafood Bistro.
Down just a little bit on the stock market there. Maybe that'll turn around. Yeah, yeah.
But let me go back to David Blaine was analyzing the financial news yesterday.
James, what's first?
The market has now regained about 80% of its losses.
Yep.
And with all these people going back to it, the only states, you know, I don't know what it is with de Blasio and Cuomo. They seem on destroying New York for decades to come. But in California, the natives are getting restless. The sheriff in Sonoma County, which is wine country, came out and said, I cannot enforce this any longer. This is unconstitutional. And as of June 1st, you are free to move about your city. Interesting how that works. Here's a phone call from James.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. While we're on the subject, I ate at the Seafood Bistro last week with the gift certificate I won, and it was very good.
Excellent.
It was good food. It's good to get out again.
I'm looking forward to it.
Now, anyway, you have been talking about a greenhouse that opened.
Yes, Fitzpatrick Greenhouses.
And do you have a number? I've never been able to catch the number.
I will get it for you. Hang on one second. This is called Fast and Friendly Service.
Yes.
I'll have it for you in one second. Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. And the number is...
I haven't heard from you forever.
399-4153.
4153. Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Great place of you. I love it. We are so grateful when you call and share your experiences with our great sponsors. And, man, Fitzpatrick Greenhouses has been such a hit with our listeners.
He's been seeing a lot of our listeners.
Yes. Yeah, I'm very happy about that. But, hey, it's great value. The plants are fantastic. And you can... have a transformative yard experience without spending a ton of money to do it. It's 833.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Just to review, we had a nice weekend last weekend for Memorial Day, the big holiday weekend. Then we had the wetness during the week. I had over 2 inches of rain this week in my house, and the lawn is growing like crazy. Now we're heading to another weekend, and the news is getting better. I'll explain. For today, warm and humid out there today with a high around 87, scattered showers and thunderstorms ahead of a frontal system that'll be moving through. So a generous supply this afternoon and this evening, fading out tonight, low 67. Tomorrow, I guess there could be some widely scattered storms left over. They will be few and far between, though. And gradually, and by the way, tomorrow's high 88, gradually as we get towards Saturday evening, Saturday night, you'll feel the humidity come down quite a bit, which is going to be nice. We'll be in the 60s on Saturday night, and the high of 88 on Sunday will feel much less humid, and that's good news. So rain is out of the forecast Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Well, Tuesday is a big question mark. There could be a couple of showers. But we're talking about temperatures, which will be in the low to mid-90s by the middle of next week. Right now, this morning, we have partly cloudy skies, very humid, 76, calm winds. It's 836.
All right, Markins open just slightly down. Brant McDonald will rejoin us on Monday, and he's here every afternoon around 5:10 to analyze the money news that really affects everybody, especially at a time like this. And everything has been trending very, very positive. He's also a guy you might want to consider calling if you'd like to get a nest egg set aside. Those who were furloughed or laid off but had something, you know, a fallback option available, they've navigated this corona crisis with at least not quite the same level of psychological burden we've all had to go through. And he can help you start that. If you've never sat down with a professional money manager, he'd be the first to tell you, call somebody. We just hope you'll call him at 387-0094.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are light to moderate all over the city right now. We're only seeing just a couple of places with a little bit of light congestion. Northeast Boulevard at the Wetumpka Highway Atlanta Highway, East Boulevard, in front of Baptist, East South Boulevard, I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. A little bit of incoming traffic on all the 31s into town, but it is light to moderate as well. No accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Trenum State is offering continuing education classes in pharmacy tech, also medical billing and coding. Classes begin January 1st. For more information, call 799-6556. That's 799-6556. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's a big morning for critters, specifically turtles. Doorbell camera in Florida recording an alligator climbing onto a bench to try and reach a turtle plaque. The wrong assumption about gators is because they're low to the ground and have kind of short legs, is that they can't climb. That is not true.
I did not know about their climbing abilities.
One of the most frightening videos, and this is in the early days of YouTube, was somebody who caught a gator climbing the 6-foot chain link fence behind their house. It was in our neighborhood, actually, and the word went out, if you got dogs that you leave in the backyard, because there were gators in the canals and stuff, you never really saw them right, but if you're right next to a canal, they can come out of the canal, climb the fence, and get into your yard. That's what you learn to live with down
there. That's frightening.
All kinds of scary creatures.
Especially the, I'm thinking about the dogs in the backyard. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Whew. It is 8:30. Oh, and Fagan Pools was over the other day, and the young man who works in our pool found a... I'd say it's about this big, about the size of that sandwich I made for you this morning, about that size, and fished him out, and he's fine. He's free to pursue a life of religious freedom in our backyard somewhere. That's what it's all about.
It's great...
At 8:38, our rocket scientists, oh, we already did that. It's the Morning Maroons that we haven't done.
That's exactly right.
Seems like we've done two shows already today. 8:38.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A deadly officer-involved shooting is under investigation in Crenshaw County. Officials say one person is dead, and officers from the Crenshaw County Sheriff's Office and Luverne Police Department, as well as responding medical personnel, have minor injuries and were taken to the hospital for treatment. The Alabama Department of Public Health is reporting more than 5,400 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. This brings the total number of confirmed cases to over 16,000. Health officials say at least 590 people have now died. And the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency saw an increase in accidents over Memorial Day weekend compared to last year. Aaliyah says it investigated 375 traffic crashes with 5 fatalities, 10 boat crashes, and 4 drownings over the holiday weekend. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Shannon, how can we let the people in Montgomery know about what Daddy does?
You mean tell people he's a foot doctor?
Yeah, a podiatrist. There's got to be a way to spread the word about the surgeries he does and stuff.
You mean like bunions and hammer toes?
Yeah, and treating heel pain, burning in the feet, and corns.
Like that time that lady had fungus in her toenails and they started looking better?
I just want people to know that my dad, Dr. Brian Keeley, can be seen without a referral, and he accepts most insurances.
You should probably give them the phone number, 265-7585.
Yeah, 265-7585.
I just said that.
Well, let's say it again.
265-7585. Maybe we should tell them our offices are in Montgomery and Greenville.
You just did.
Like us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care. And remember, happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Makes you feel any better, that's one of the quarantunes that has remained timeless.
That's good.
A survey done yesterday of 1,000 people.
Our survey said
49% are really worried they'll never get their pre-coronavirus body back.
That's close to 50%.
Yeah, and are local health clubs open yet?
They are.
So.
Okay. In fact, I've been looking to see Brant. I haven't seen Brant yet.
Brant has got a couple of days off. By the way, I just got a text from a listener, a very thoughtful listener. I can get you a name here. Lisa, who wanted us to know that Monday is Jefferson Davis's birthday.
I thought it was Tecumseh.
That was last month. So if Monday seems weird, we should just take it off. Nobody's going to know.
Nobody's going to know. Right?
So state employees will have the day off, but you will get mail for whatever that's worth. Let's bring in the American Ayatollah, Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We bring for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. Guess what state we're starting
with? I'm going to say Florida.
It is Florida. And specifically the city of Miramar. What famous actor is from Miramar, Florida? Rich?
I don't know.
Jay?
I have no idea.
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
Johnny Depp.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He was actually a high school classmate of my morning partner many years in Miami. So what's going on in Miramar? Miramar at one time was kind of like Prattville. It was a tiny little town. It had become a high crime place in the 80s. Then the developers came in, and now it's the place everybody wants to live. 8 o'clock, though, this past Monday, somebody broke into the same high school that Johnny Depp attended. It's closed, as all buildings are there from the pandemic, public buildings anyway. He was inside the school from 8 in the morning until 6 in the morning the following day, destroying the place. Somehow, this guy destroyed computers, sprayed graffiti, flooded parts of the school. Estimates start at $100,000 in damage, and when they looked at surveillance footage, he did all of it naked. Not clear if he has a connection to the school or why he was naked. We have a bunch of stories today. I don't know the name of this woman, but we can make her a nominee if we want. What was she doing? She was with her children, I guess, playing and decided, here's a good idea. I think I'll swing from the chandelier.
Love after love.
Yeah, that will happen.
That did not end well. Let's go overseas to Ireland, where a man there claims he communicates with leprechauns during the lockdown.
Leprechauns are spirits. I visit them under the mountain each day to check them out. I've been up there every day. I haven't broken the restrictions. Mm-hmm. I communicate them through an out-of-body experience. I don't want to go deeply into that, but it's an out-of-body experience. Everyone knows what I mean, and I can transfer my spirit up there.
Does your wife believe in leprechauns?
No.
No. Well, so that's our
soon
three.
To be ex-wife. Yeah, there's a bunch of others.
What do you think?
There's a woman who got in a cop chase. You see this on your car chase app, a woman who was being pursued in California. It ended when she sprayed glitter at the police car behind her.
No, did not get that one.
How about the guy in Ohio who called himself a master thief? He's hoping to catch a break on his prison sentence for breaking into a Brinks warehouse and setting millions of dollars on fire.
Why did he set the money on fire?
Doesn't say.
That's really stupid.
But who do you like out of the group?
Jay, what do you think? The communicating with leprechauns, swinging from a chandelier, or a naked boy in school after hours?
Chandelier swinging is... they're all winners.
Yeah.
They're all winners in my book.
Yeah.
But I like the chandelier swinging. I don't know why. I just do. It sounds...
Can we listen to that one more time? It's just a short...
Yeah.
Again, this woman, I guess, in lockdown with the kids. Here's a good idea.
I'm going to...
Whoops. She face planted, by the way.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can put the video up on my page. Yeah, we'll give it to her.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
You know what? You might feel like an ultramaroon if you let an opportunity to buy a car pass by. I understand. We all think twice about every dollar we spend right now because who knew what was going to happen? You know, we'd get furloughed, laid off, all these things. And, of course, the economy came to a grinding halt. However, cars were still being produced, and now you can look up the article on Yahoo Finance. You may never see another chance like this in your lifetime as the manufacturers and their finance agencies look to make car buying as attractive as possible. The Jack Ingram family of stores has some amazing opportunities at the Volkswagen store. 4 months, no payments, 0%. For 72 months on select new Volkswagens. Awesome cars. Great place to shop. Love the way that building is designed. Super people. All the Jack Ingram folks are terrific. Nissan, select vehicles. Delayed payments for 6 months. Money you can use to either buy something else or catch up on other debt. And then 0% over 72 months. So all you're paying for over 6 years is the car at 0%. And Brett McDonald is a big advocate of 0% purchases when you can make them. Of course, they have a great selection of vehicles with our friends. We have not abandoned our buddies, Tip Tames and the great team. My friend Marianne went over there and got herself a nice new Sentra. Well, I mean, it sure looks new, but she didn't pay a new car price. They have cars from under $5,000 to over $25,000, sedans, economy cars, Jeeps, trucks, you name it, SUVs. The selection's amazing at the Signature Used Car Lot, place you can shop with confidence because they vet every vehicle they sell. You'll find it all, the Jack Ingram family of stores, Volkswagen, Nissan, Audi, Porsche, Mercedes, and Volvo at jackingram.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Enjoy the beautiful outdoors at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Check out their gorgeous plants and flowers on Facebook and make your home amazing with Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, located off Highway 110 in Fitzpatrick. Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We are light to moderate all over the city right now. We're only seeing just a couple of places with a little bit of light congestion. Northeast Boulevard at the Wetumpka Highway, Atlanta Highway, East Boulevard in front of Baptist, East South Boulevard, I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. A little bit of incoming traffic on all the 31s into town, but it is light to moderate as well. No accidents into us to pass along to you at this time.
5. Trenum State is offering continuing education classes in pharmacy tech, also medical billing and coding. Classes begin January 1st. For more information, call 799-6556. That's 799-6556. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
We know Jeff Coleman is the mover and shaker. As the proud father of three Alabama girls. As the loving husband of Tiffany. We know him from his signs all over the 2nd District of Alabama. And we know he's running to be our congressman. What kind of congressman will he be? That's easy. Jeff Coleman's a can-do kind of guy. Support President Trump across the board? Coleman can do. Fight to help our president build that wall. Strengthen the 2nd Amendment. Lower taxes? Coleman can do. Push the socialists and liberals back hard? Coleman can do. Let them whine. Jeff Coleman's a conservative businessman. Like President Trump, he moves and shakes till our conservative ways win out. Keep Alabama and America great? Coleman can do.
I'm Jeff Coleman, candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long. It's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, you know, there was something in there. there was actually something pasted in, and apparently
doesn't exist anymore.
No. What was it? It was a parody of Justin Tinkerbell's song, I Want My Normal Back.
That's pretty recent, so I don't know what would have...
I don't know, but it was there. I mean, you could look, see. Well,
might have been just outdated.
Corona... Yeah. Asterisk, normal back, J. Tinkerbell. That's proof that it was there.
J. So Tinkerbell?
I need you to look at that and reaffirm to listeners Justin, I'm not lying. Justin.
No, I know you're not lying. I'm not accusing you of lying.
Yeah, we'll never be able to have a career together if you keep this up.
That's right. You put divorce papers in the other day, didn't you?
When you see Jacqueline Tomlinson, you know, buddy, it's time.
When is it time? Or has it already been time?
For what?
Wasn't she...
Oh, no.
Oh, that time.
No, we got the updates in the afternoon.
Yeah, okay.
Jacqueline is...
When does that expect you?
The same day we re-elect President Trump.
Really?
Yeah, November 3rd.
The election day?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Day before.
I don't know why I thought it was sooner than that.
It's a girl, and... The pending name is Lola. Of course, that's the just
pending name.
La, 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 la,
to have a name, and
Meta in a pocket.
Dana, who is having twins, who are now the size of butternut squashes, and Jacqueline told us yesterday, right. They have these apps that give you comparison.
I know, yeah.
Butternut squash, by the way, cost plus 10 a food outlet. She went to the store and picked up a pair of butternut squashes and thought, man, what? How do you carry that kind of?
When does she do?
She is due, I believe, Tuesday or Wednesday next week.
Wow.
So,
what's going on in the water over there?
I don't know. How about an end of the week grand prize drawing? Y'all excited about that?
Yes.
Okay. And we're going to do three things, starting with a Seafood Bistro gift card.
Yeah, write these up.
You ready?
The drum roll is on. Rich is withdrawing a number, and it is?
Number seven.
Number seven is, let me scroll up here. James P.
James P. or Janesup. You have won a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Congratulations. Next up, The Works. From Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. We'll tell you what that includes in a moment. First,
number 13.
13, a lucky number.
Number 13, Brenda S.
Brenda's. What you won, Brenda, you just take your car to any of Don Duncan's three locations. By the way, they're still offering a 50% discount on The Works, which includes an oil change, tire rotation, rolling inspection of the tires, they plug any holes, fluid check, and they also vacuum out your car to say thanks for choosing them. And if you need an accommodation to get your car in so you can go back to work or do whatever you need to do, just let them know. In Millbrook, serving all of Prattville and Millbrook, from Highway 14 behind the McDonald's, downtown at 408 Madison, and they'll be open, yes, on Jefferson Davis's birthday Monday.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got the tree up.
And on Bill...
I started that Grant documentary, by the way, last night.
Oh, did you?
Oh, it is
excellent.
I wish I could skip the commercials, but I can't.
Yeah.
Because I'm watching it on demand, so I got not even halfway through the first one before
I was
like...
Oh, that's right. It won't even let you skip the commercials when you're on demand.
The guy they cast as Grant, I think, was really well chosen.
I thought the guy that did Lee as well.
Yes.
I haven't gotten to Lee yet. I haven't gotten any of there yet. Right now, I am...
There's some good lines in there.
Right now, I'm at the point where the friend of his came into the office where he was not really working, just kind of passing time after he'd gotten kicked out and had to resign. And it's like, hey, you know, we're putting together a group here, and I think you'd be good to lead them. You have experience, and we need, you know, Lincoln's calling for men. So
remember the moment he first got to West Point, and, you know, they had the name wrong, and
yes,
it said, you're going to be U.S. Grant now. And then he meets Longstreet and...
Sherman.
Sherman, yeah. And he said, welcome to
their West Point. Their paths had crossed.
They're, you know, and they're saying they're welcoming this kid in.
He was, when you look at this story, man, the most unlikely president. And then he had such hard luck after he was out of office.
Right.
But I don't want to give that part away in case you're watching.
Yeah,
and finally,
excellent.
We have a Clark's Club membership worth $159, includes two annual tune-ups to your system, the guarantee of priority service.
Number 18.
18.
Number 18 is Jeremiah
was
T.
a bullfrog.
Hang on.
Was a good friend of mine.
Benton. That's all right, Rich. I got the real thing here.
Get the real thing.
All right.
Here we go. How about a little three-dog night?
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
He's also the newest member.
He's a winner.
of Clark's Club. And that includes two annual tune-ups to your system. And as I said, the guarantee of priority service. Urgent care when you need it. For the best in heating, air conditioning, must not forget their amazing plumbers and people. Call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Go to my Facebook page. They have an opening for a